Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sarah, America. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope you're having a good day. It's a little calmer today than it was yesterday. More of that here in just a minute. Let's check out some temperatures. Kind of cool. 33 degrees at Boise City, 31 at Slap Out, 32 at Arnett, 31 at the May Ranch, and down here in southwestern Oklahoma, 34 degrees at Arnett at Hollis, 36 at Altus, and 35 at Hobart. I can tell it's going to be one of those shows today. I can already tell. 33 out here in the Texas Panhandle at Palladora Canyon, 33. It's just in the it's 33 everywhere in eastern Texas Panhandle. The hot spot right now is Odell at 35 degrees. So, well, we don't need too many more of those days like we had yesterday. Man, I'm sure you guys were all paying attention to the news and social media. Lots going on. Skinny in here behind me on Facebook. You can see him on our Facebook page. He was just talking to Blake and me. Wildfires in western Oklahoma and wind. Snowing in Woodward. Thunderstorm and tornadoes in eastern Oklahoma. I think there was a little bit of flooding going on too. So typical Oklahoma weather. Get some of that out there in around Amarillo, Texas Panhandle. Man, that wind, that dirt storm that come through there caused all that traffic. I hope nobody was seriously hurt in that traffic jam on I-40. It was just trucks tipping over here in Oklahoma, also along I-40 and stuff. So it's just a bad day. Wildfires going on. Matter of fact, let's just go to the Oklahoma Forestry Situation Report. Check out what's going on in there. Let's see here. The Salt Fork Fire, which is down there in Greer and Jackson County, mainly in Jackson County now, is according to the Oklahoma Forestry Service report here, is 30% contained. 3,656 acres burnt so far down there on their latest update. I know some fire departments from up here went down there yesterday evening to work the night shift, I'm guessing, is burning along that Salt Fork River. So I'm sure it wasn't easy, but I'm betting things warm up here a little bit that the planes that we got over here at Burns Flat will be out and about and help suppress some of them hot spots that they got going on there. We did have a scary one over here at Sayers. It was they had to do some evacuations on the east side of town. Started at the dump and headed towards the east side of town there, towards the schools and those that subdivision over in that area. Thank you very much. Let's see here. One of the firemen from that was down at from Carter said the fire lines were looking really good this morning when they left Martha. So things are looking good down there. Back to Sarah Fire Department called in help. They got Eric, Texola, Sweetwater, Berlin, Cheyenne, Elk City, Canute, Carter, and Delhi, and plus some guys from the county come in with the Beckham County grader. So thank you so much. I mean, I didn't even want to be out there yesterday. Can you imagine being out there fighting a fire? And I know we had some 60, 65 mile an hour gusts around here out in the Texas Panhandle. They were getting up over 70 miles an hour. It was just a crappy day to be out. So I'm going to sound like a broken record. Fire departments, full-time, volunteer, don't matter. Thank you. Thank you very much for what you guys were doing out there yesterday. There was other fires like around Hex and Delhi down in that area and over Clinton and South Elk. There was all kinds of spot fires going on. But the Sarah Fire and the Martha Fire are the Salt Fork fire were the main ones out in that area. So one of the firemen called me, and he wanted me to give a young lady over at the Hutch's store and say her a big shout out. All I know is her name's Jennifer, and she got short hair. So for whatever good that is, she bought all the firemen that come in there their drinks. Store didn't, she did. So Jennifer, thank you for your generosity and support for the fire departments that were coming in there and getting drinks and stuff. So you go in there, you guys know who the Jennifer is. Tell her thank you for buying the fire department guys drinks and stuff. She didn't have to do that, but she did, so it's good. We are under a fire weather watch, basically from I-35 west to the Oklahoma state line. Nothing out in the Panhandle, Texas. This is just all the western part of Oklahoma under fire weather watch, and it doesn't look good for the next 7 to 10 days, guys. It's dry. I looked at my 15-day forecast deal, and it was it don't look good. Our wheat and rye and triticale just looks like cow poop right now, and it's just I don't know what to say. I don't know what to tell you to make you feel better, because I'm feeling the same pain. County burn bans right now: Harmon, Greer, Tillman, Comanche, McLean, Grady, and Love, all in southwestern Oklahoma. And looks like they might have took Cimarron off of that, I guess, because it's not showing up on today's county burn ban. And obviously, like I said last week, if you drew a straight line from straight west of Wichita Falls, Texas, all the way over to New Mexico, everything north of that is under a burn ban. So there you have it. Get that going on. That's about it. Big shout out to everybody. And we don't need too many more days like yesterday. And there's blizzards going on up north of us. So let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture, if you want to. Soybean futures plunged and grains were lower overnight after President Donald Trump said his plan to trip to his planned trip to China may be delayed. Trump, who's scheduled to meet with the president of China at the end of this month, told Financial Times over the weekend that that trip may be delayed as he attempts to pressure other countries to secure the Strait of Hormuz, which was closed by Iran after attacks on the Middle Eastern country by the United States and Israel. I heard they was going to rename that strait. It's just being funny here. Don't be call me up threatening me. I think they're going to change it to the Strait of America. So we'll see. I seen that yesterday. You got to laugh. I mean, what else is you? I'm not going to cry about it. U.S. and Chinese negotiators have been meeting to hammer out deals on several items, including ag products. The U.S. Trade Representative also launched investigations into trade by a number of countries, including China, into failures to address the use of forced labor and excess industrial capacity. China lodged a complaint with Washington over the investigation and said in a statement that the Trump administration is abusing the investigative process to skirt international rules. China is the world's largest importer of soybeans. Soybean futures for May delivery plunged 31¾ cents to $11.93 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal fell $7.70 to $3.15 a short ton, and soy oil lost 1.09 pennies to 66.35 cents a pound. Corn futures dropped 5¼ to $4.62 a bushel. Wheat futures for May delivery lost 8½ to $6.05¼ a bushel. And Kansas City futures were down 3½ cents to $6.26¾ a bushel. Let's see what the investors did last week. Investors last week boosted their net long positions, or bets on higher prices in corn, to the highest level in more than a year, according to data from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Speculators raised their bullish bets to 198,804 future contracts in the 7 days it ended on March 10th. That's up from 52,243 contracts a week earlier and the largest such position since March 4th a year ago. Net long positions in soybeans also jumped week over week to 211,000 future contracts. That's up from 187. That's the biggest bullish position for beans since December the 2nd. In wheat, hedge funds and other large investment firms reduced their net short positions on bets on lower prices in soft red winter futures to 21,246 contracts, up from 25,000 contracts the week prior. Investors held a net long position on 9,934 future contracts in hard red winter wheat, up from 3,3400 contracts the week before last. That's the largest, listen to this, this is the largest such position on hard red winter wheat since August 1st of 2023. That's quite a little ways back. Weather in our farm belt. Blizzard, this according to the National Weather Service, blizzard warnings remain in effect for the eastern half of Iowa and almost all of Wisconsin and some counties in Illinois, according to the National Weather Service. Another inch of snow is forecast for east central Iowa this morning, along with winds gusting is 50 miles an hour. Visibilities will be low. They're saying another 6 to 9 inches of snow in forecast for northern Wisconsin, where winds will gust as high as 50 miles an hour. Travel may be a little difficult up there, they're saying. There you have it. Reminder, you know what today is, everybody? Let me find it. It's the deadline for your crop insurance. I'm going to touch on that here a little bit after this break. Today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour. So let's take an OCA break and be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
You get up before the sun, ready to go to work. Whether it's 35 degrees or 95 degrees outside, you'll spend the next 10 or 12 hours out in it. In the field or in the barn, with the crops or with the cattle. No paid holidays, no paid vacation, no company 401k. But you love it. Napa Auto Parts appreciates what you do for all of us. Agriculture isn't a job. It's a way of life. During National Agriculture Week, Napa wants to shine a light on what you do to make life better for everyone.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weight, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op Gym at 720 South Main in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. That's Farmers Union Co-op Gym, 720 South Main in Elk City, 580-225-0191.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
This is LC Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March the 6th. 1,092 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 409 brought 565. 21 at 509 brought 467. 6 at 520 brought 470. 5 at 655 brought 422.50. 12 at 797 brought 356. 9 at 913 brought 331. 14 at 979 brought 320. 6 head of heifers at 477 brought 445. 16 at 510 brought 420. 4 at 684 brought 340, 10 at 704 brought 335, 7 at 840 brought 315, 4 at 895 brought 312.50, butcher cows were 62 to 188, butcher bulls 164 to 231.50, bred cows 2100 to 4350, pairs brought 2300 to 5200. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brendan Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's check out some weather out here in the Texas Panhandle. Brought to you by the Texas Tech West Texas Mezzanette. Let's check out Wellington. 35 degrees, wind chills 32, the humidity's 28, dew point's 5, and wind is out of the north at 4 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today was 29 miles an hour. No rain so far in the month of March. 566 sub-freezing minutes today. And 8-inch soil temperature, 56 degrees. And there you have it. All right, let's check out the Central Crop Care of Hobart, Oklahoma's grain market update. Let's see here. Make sure she's fresh. Okay, yep, it's up to date. Kansas City wheat, July, 631, down 12. Chicago wheat, July, 610, down 13.75. Corn for May, 454, down 12.75. July's 466, down 12. Soybeans for May, 1159, down, what? Is that right? Can't be right, can it? 66, yeah, I guess so. It's down 66. Looked like it said $6.60, and I was like, no, it can't be. July soybeans, 1173, down 6.5. And then we got soybean oil for May, 64.37, down 307. And there we go. Soybean meal, May, 312.40, down 103. July is 313, down 108. Oats for May, down 17.25 at 359. Man, old market's hitting it bad today. Let's see what livestock looks like. Live cattle looks way better. April lives, 233.55, up 265. June is up 312 at 232.07. Feeders for March, 355.20, up 572. April is 349.80, up 670. May is up 625 at 345.42. Lean hogs, April 93.60, up 15. May is up 40 cents at 98.80. And let's see here. Whoa, wrong one. Hang on here. Check out what oil and natural gas is doing. Oil's come down about 413, according to this report, at 94.58. The highest has been today has been 102.44 per barrel. Natural gas at 299 is hanging around $3 for April. So speaking of oil prices, you know, I go hang around some of my friends at the coffee shop, different coffee shops, try to every morning. That's where I get my show from, you know. The Iran war is affecting farmers and ranchers. And all wars affect them. The farmers and ranchers, no matter whether it's this war, the last one, Iraq, Desert Storm, Freedom, any war always affects the farmers and ranchers, because we, right now with the inputs as high as they are and the price of commodities, I'm not talking about cattle right at the second, is any increase in inputs is a killer. So fuel and fertilizer, I think fertilizer is up $200, $250 a ton in the last 2 weeks. They can't afford that. We're most of us out here in western Oklahoma and eastern Texas panhandle, we're in drought-like conditions. Most of us are in a D3, and some of us are like northwestern Oklahoma, they're in D1 and D2, but with this no rain in the forecast, it won't be long before they'll be in a D3, and we may be in southwestern Oklahoma up to D4. I don't know. We'll see what happens. No matter the drought's going on, do we waste the money on fertilizer? Even you'd have had to $200 a ton cheaper right now, you would probably had to think about it. With the note, unless you got irrigated ground, and not everybody's got irrigated ground. So, and then you talk about cattle, cattle's doing really good. Even if it's down $10, $15 last week, it's still doing really good. The prices are really good. Here's the kicker about the cattle deal. We only have so many cows or calves on our place. So we can only sell so many a year. That's all there is to it. And so when you use that, if you got to use that to cover some of your farming expenses, that's not making any money. It's not a good deal. So yes, Iran war is causing farmers to talk about the commodity prices. But even before the Iran deal started up, it was looking pretty bleak. I know there's probably not going to be a lot of peanuts planted in our area this year. Talking to some of the guys that was down in Georgia here a while back, or Alabama, they're not even giving contracts because we got such an abundance of peanuts. And it's just one of those things. Got to look out. It is what it is all I can say. Speaking of cotton, the Cotton Denim Bowl is coming up, not this weekend, but the next weekend. I need somebody to help me confirm what I'm hearing. This is a rumor. This is nothing major off the media, ag media yet. I hear that the Cotton King.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Most of your farm equipment has cylinders. Sometimes they know what's the matter with it. If it's leaking, they'll bring it in. If they just need a seal kit, you tear it completely apart. Replace all the rubber goods that's in the cylinder. Well, my name is Roy Jones, and everybody in Elk City knows me by Bird. And this is Camrock Supply, Elk City, Oklahoma.
It's 2111 South Main, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
I've known them guys for years and years, and they know what I'm capable of doing.
49 years in a row. That's how long you said F-Series is your favorite pickup. 49 years in a row. That's how long you bought more F-Series pickups than any other on the market. For the look, for the performance, for the durability. We're celebrating Truck Month at Barber Dice Ford with the lowest interest rates and their largest rebate of the year on all F-Series pickups. We're pulling out all stops, marching towards half a century of dominance. Barber Dice Ford, Oak City, online at barberdiceford.net.
Kent Watkins here with SE Agritech in Elk City. Are feral hogs and gophers destroying your land and crops? We have the solution. Introducing Caput Feral Hog and Gopher Bait, engineered for maximum efficiency and safety. Protect your fields and restore your property with Caput. And we sell out-of-state customers as well. Stop by and give us a call at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook for all the latest updates and information.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Farming is no game, but when you're at the game and have the ability to control your irrigation in the field, it's a huge game changer. Valley Irrigation is where farming meets in-zone efficiency. With AgSense remote technology, farmers become MVPs of their fields. Real-time play-by-play control means you're always ahead of the game. Score big with irrigation technology from Valley. It's technology that improves your life and lets you beat the game and be in the game. Visit Knutson Irrigation to become the MVP of your field. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. They have your infield coverage and your back.
I am a personal banker. That's my title. When you come in, I'm going to help you open your account, decide what type of account you might need. You're kind of going to tell me your needs. I'll tell you what we have that will fit your need. You have to have a valid picture ID and social security card. That's it. It doesn't take very long. I would say 20 minutes. Depends on how much we start visiting. I'm Tammy DeGarmo, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Back to what before I was rudely interrupted here by technology. I heard rumors that the Cotton King, Jimmy Rose, since he's using his new sportscaster status out here in Western Oklahoma, he's going to MC the Denim Bowl, the Cotton Denim Bowl up in Oklahoma City. But has anybody heard about that? I'm just curious. He doesn't answer my calls anymore. He's mad at me this week for some reason. So I want to, you guys, see if you can get a hold of him for me and see if it's true, if he's going to MC the Cotton Denim Bowl up in Oklahoma City here, not this coming weekend, but the following weekend. See what's going on. I would come to that if he was MCing. I would get, yeah, that'd be fun. All right, back to the show here. Freedom, Oklahoma. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. 37 degrees, feels like 29, dew points 3, humidity's 24, the winds are out of the north at 14 with wind gusts up to 15, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 55 degrees, and sunset at 7:44, 48 today, 26 tonight, and 73 tomorrow. I hear we might hit 100 by Friday or Saturday out here somewhere, so just crazy stuff. Hey, I noticed my boss just posted something on social media, and it's official. Here's your lineup for the 5th annual Wild Plum Jam over during the Dust Bowl days at Sayre. Check this out. It's going to be a good one. Pat Green, Casey Donahue, Caroline Grace, and Tyler Wilhelm. Awesome. That'll be in July. But you might want to get your tickets now. They got early bird. You can be early bird on your tickets right now. Save some money. Looks like about $5 a ticket if you start buying today. The tickets went on sale actually yesterday. So you can get a hold of them at the, I guess that's Chamber of Commerce, isn't it? Yep, I think so. Anyway, check out the Wild Plum Jam Music Fest Festival on Facebook. Cool stuff. All right. Let's see here. I know I got some homesteaders out there, and I came across this the other day, and if I can get them on the show this week, I'm going to try to, because this it's a little late. I just didn't catch it in time, but it's coming up this Friday and Saturday. It's the Oki Homesteading Expo. Now, you can go to okihomesteading.com and check this out, or check their Facebook page out. I think this is going to be, this is really cool. It's a 2-day event, and there's everything you can imagine on here from homesteading. Goat education, blacksmithing, fur tanning, beginner beekeeping, fermenting, canning, making sourdough, and the dairy cows and talking about this and self-sufficient pain relief, controlling parasites in goats and sheep, livestock, guardian dogs, bonding and training. They're going to do actual live processing on a hog. What else have we got here? Grow more food with less work, storing food. And that's on day one. Milking donkeys, making skincare, and making a difference that's going with that. What else is food is a powerful medicine, whole grain baking, fishing for the homestead hook, line and fishing, cleaning demo. And then you go to the next day, Saturday, they got stuff for managing headaches and migraines, raising quail, actual live processing demo on that. Growing feed for farm animals, another demo Saturday on live hog processing, homestead taxes, becoming a homestead herb specialist, what do they call those, herbalist, dairy goat live milking, beekeeping again, hive management, I mean everything. Check it out. Go find Oki Homesteading Expo on Facebook or go to their website. I think it's pretty cool. And this is a no-joke homesteading deal because Dr. Temple Grandin is going to be there. And Sean and Beth Daugherty, if I say that right, and Justin Scott. Those are big
names. Today in Ag
big
with
names.
Jimmy Clark.
When I was a little kid, I didn't realize what this does. It's helping people. It's helping people memorialize their loved ones. When you lose someone, you want to keep their memory alive. And this is a good way of doing it. The monument is really not there for the people that have passed away. It's there for all the generations that come after them to learn a little bit more about their heritage. And yes, in some cases, yes, they want to tell the whole world how wonderful this person was. It thrills us whenever we get the thank you cards back or whatever, however they decide to contact us through emails or text or whatever. It's really heartwarming to know we nailed it. We got it for them. They did it. And we hear a lot of that. The name of our company is Willis Granite Products. And our website is willisgranite.com. I can't think of anything better to help people.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Did you hear about Mark and Jenny's place?
Yeah, that tornado really leveled it.
It's so sad, but get this. They're already making plans to rebuild with a barndominium.
Really?
Yep. They're using Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone. Said the crew's local, fast, and everything's built to take on Oklahoma weather.
Smart move. I've seen some of those barndos. They look sharp.
It's not just homes, either. Cyclone builds barns, shops, even commercial buildings.
I wouldn't mind a metal shop out back, and something that's actually going to hold up if the wind picks up again.
Let's call them. Mark said Culverstone made it easy and affordable.
Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone. Barndominiums, barns, and commercial buildings. Custom built to stand strong in the heart of tornado country. Call Damon Culver at 580-821-0681 or Terry Stone at 580-243-9598.
Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone. Not just built for looks, but built to last for years to come.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. Hi-Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Hi-Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted Hi-Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 30th at Sweetwater, featuring over 70 registered Angus bulls, 40 commercial Red Angus pairs, and 100 commercial Red Angus open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale information, go to mcintyreredangus.com. A lot of great cattle are for sale near Sweetwater the last Monday in March. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 30th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Mangum, Oklahoma. Here is your Southwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. 41 degrees, feels like 33. The winds are out of the north at 13 and wind gust up to 18. 23% humidity, dew points 5. And we have, what else we got? 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 60 degrees. Sunset at 7:45, becoming sunny. 53 today, gonna have to hurry. Mostly clear, 28 tonight, and breezy tomorrow, and 73 with south winds 10 to 25 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 30. There you have it. I was talking about that homesteading deal, the Oki homesteading thing coming up. It's in Pryor, Oklahoma, and it's $50 for both days, and it sounds like a lot of money. Not really. Costs $25-$30 to go eat out as a couple, and you're gonna learn so much. This is, you just, like I said, you just need to go to okiehomesteading.com and check out that expo that they got coming up. It's pretty cool. All kinds of stuff. You want to survive on your farm or your ranch? This is the place to go, and especially with Dr. Grandin being there. She is something if you've never met her in person or seen any of her stuff. Pretty cool stuff. Okay, and it's in Pryor, Oklahoma. It's up by Tulsa. It's still, you guys wanting to do a road trip anyway. It's going to be 100 degrees. It's going to be too hot to do anything. So let's just go. Guys, I hear rumor fish are biting, so you might go check out some lakes this weekend while you're up there in that area. Okay, let's see what happened with the livestock barns last week, starting off with the Texas weekly cattle auction summary. Total receipts were 6,082 compared to 4,900 the week before, almost 8,000 a year ago. Feeder cattle made up 85.9% of that. Slaughter cattle made up 7.7% of that. Replacement cattle, 6.4%. Compared to last week, feeder steers, or the week before, feeder steers and heifers sold $2 to $10 lower. Demand was moderate to good. CME cattle futures closed in the red most of the week following the volatile, you want to go that market. Windy and dry conditions will continue this week with little to no rain in the forecast. All right, let's see here. Let's just check out some wing three weights. Looks like most of your three weights were anywhere from 6 to 680 on three weights, and that was winged ones. Some wean 586 ones were bringing, average 586, bringing 412 to 525. Average was actually 427 according to this report. Six weights, not a whole lot of, yeah, there's a few there. 668 average weight, 375 to 410. Seven weights, fancy ones. Do we have any? Yep, there we go. 755s, 358 to 376. Eight weights were anywhere from 330 to 355, weighing around 827. And nine weights was 323 to 328.50 with 918 weights. There you have it. All right, let's see what happened in Oklahoma. 27,426 went through the sale barn last week compared to 30,492 the week before and 29,684 last year. Feeder cattle made up 94.9% of it, slaughter 3%, and replacements 2.1%. Compared to last week, feeder steers were $4 to $8 lower, stocker steers $20 higher, steer calves unevenly steady, feeder heifers and heifer calves $5 to $10 lower. This week showed that consistency has all but disappeared from the markets. Buyers have specific orders. They will push prices as high as needed to fill, but those orders have not been consistent throughout the week and across different sales, making it difficult to get a clear feel for the market across Oklahoma. Rainfall has also been inconsistent across Oklahoma this week. Parts of southeastern Oklahoma have received 5-plus inches of rain, while areas of southwestern Oklahoma have received next to nothing, making it difficult to stock calves or yearlings on wheat or grass when there simply isn't any growth. Slaughter cattle were steady to $2 lower, lean cows $10 lower, slaughter bulls steady, supply, I already got that. All right, let's check out some three weights winged ones. Here's some 381s bringing anywhere from 575 to 680. Some four weight winged ones, 510 to 620. Unwinged four weights were bringing 519 to 610. So not too far off. And then we got, let's see here, five weights. Where are you at? There we go. We have some 521s, average weights on winged ones running anywhere from 440 to 541. Six weights, winged ones weighing 623, 410 to 467. And seven weights, winged ones, let me find you some, 773 weights, average weights 333 to 385. And eight weights were 318 to 355. Nine weights were 318.50 to 329.50. There you have it. That was on number ones. Let's see here. Heifers. Three weights. Anywhere from 485 to 647. Four weights were anywhere from 455 to 560. And there you have it. Okay. Hope you guys enjoyed the show today. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah, Oklahoma.